Hi, Dan Sheridan here. You're listening to Moments with a Successful Savior. I want to talk to you about the wisdom of God. God is wise, and a wise creator would never bring beings into existence and then make that existence a curse by making eternal suffering the end of that existence. You see, God foresaw all the consequences of our creation when He made us, and He knew fully what the result would be to each individual. So here's the question. Is it possible that infinite goodness could breathe life into unoffending dust when it was clearly foreseen that endless evil would ensue? Of course not. That's impossible. God must have created only to bless, because love worketh no ill. The wisdom of God, according to James 3 verse 17, is full of mercy and without partiality. Let's look at these two items. First of all, full of mercy. Adam Clark says that it means ready to pass by a transgression and to grant forgiveness to those who offend, and performing every possible act of kindness. Good words from Mr. Clark, and a good definition. Surely a God of infinite power and skill, who performs every possible act of kindness, will save His fallen creatures from their sins. Now, Webster says mercy is this. This is how he defines it in his 1828 dictionary. Mercy is that benevolence, mildness, or tenderness of heart, which disposes a person to overlook injuries or to treat an offender better than he deserves. The disposition that tempers justice and induces an injured person to forgive trespasses and injuries and to forbear punishment or inflict less than law or justice will warrant. It implies benevolence, continues Webster, tenderness, mildness, pity or compassion, and clemency, but exercised only towards offenders. Mercy is a distinguishing attribute of the Supreme Being. That is from Webster's dictionary. What a definition. Now let's look at the second line, without partiality. This means without making a difference. Webster says that partiality is the inclination to favor one party or one side of a question more than the other, an undue bias of mind towards one party or side, which is apt to warp the judgment. Partiality, continues Webster, springs from the will and affections rather than from a love of truth and justice. Well, God is no respecter of persons. He is kind to all men, and He will perform every possible act of kindness to all men. The wisdom of God tells us that God is the Savior of all mankind. Jesus Christ is a successful Savior. This is Dan Sheridan. Thanks for listening to Moments with a Successful Savior.